This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Not to, toot our own horn, but Tammy, what do we have in common with Luke Combs, Kelsey Ballerini, and Jelly Roll?
This is the only way we're all going to be connected.
We are all ACM nominees.
I love it. It feels so good to say it.
Not that we think we're going to win, because that would totally destroy our streak of never winning an award as a show for 25 years. And, however, we are in the race this year.
Yeah, and it's our very first nomination for the ACMs. One other time in our career, John and I were nominated for a CMA award in 2005, but yes, we lost. We've had a few industry nominations, which of course we never won, but not were nominated. But this is a big deal for us, and I think it's okay for us to feel good and be proud of that.
I am very proud of it. I'm not preparing an acceptance speech. No. Let's just put it that way. However, the 60th Academy of Country Music Award nominees came out today as far as the actual people that play music, the artists.
Yes.
And the Entertainer of the Year Award category, Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Combs, Cody Johnson, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen, and Lainey Wilson. I would say the one that really stands out there more than anything is Kelsey. I think that's her first, I'm pretty sure it's her first Entertainer of the Year nomination.
Yeah, for sure.
Very, very cool.
I think it's, in my opinion, it's the top three, Lainey Wilson, Morgan Wallen, and Jelly Roll, I think, are the top three in that one.
Okay. All right.
That's my opinion.
Kelsey's also up for female, along with Megan Maroney, Casey Musgraves, Lainey Wilson, and Ella Langley.
A lot of new faces in that category, which is great to see, because that just means more female artists. Male Artists of the Year, Luke Combs, Cody Johnson, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, and Morgan Wallen.
Where's Post Malone in that category?
Because
the song that's nominated a ton for every other category is I Had Some Help.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in there.
No. All right. Well, he's in for album, though. And if you have not...
Which is the best album.
It's such a good album. F1 Trillion. It's basically a double album. And the first album is Post and all of his guest singers that he has. Everybody, basically, on that album singing with him. And they're good. And the second part of the album is just Post. And they're good country songs. It's not somebody trying to be country.
So, Jessica, keeping what you just said in mind, out of the following, Luke Combs, Cody Johnson, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, or Morgan Wallen, who would you take out to put Post in their place?
You know, I love Chris Stapleton. He's had enough.
You're not taking Chris Stapleton out for crying out loud.
I don't think he had enough. He's won it enough.
I'm sorry, sir.
Let's
sit down. You've had enough, sir. Sit down. Let's share with others, Mr. Stapleton. I mean, I don't think
he did an album last year either, even. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
I would. Sorry. If it's about putting out work last year, why is Rascal Flatts nominated for Best Group?
It's a good point.
Sorry. Why is Brooks and Dunn nominated for Best Duo?
Okay,
again?
That one we still...
No, we can't do it. Let's not get into this again.
Just call it the Brooks and Dunn Award.
Okay,
leave it alone.
We've heard it. The 60th ACM Awards are on May 8th, and who knows, maybe you'll see John and Tammy in the split second before they go to commercial.
on awards previously given before, right, we televised, yeah, it, because it, yes, doesn't really matter.
Yeah. If you blink, you missed it. Before you step up to get a bowl of popcorn or go to the bathroom, you'll see us. Fingers crossed. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.